Salvage operations began this morning for the 166-foot oil industry supply vessel Monarch, which sank Thursday beneath an offshore oil platform in the ice-choked waters of North Cook Inlet. The salvage vessel Champion and the Coast Guard cutter Hickory conducted sonar scans in the area adjacent to the Granite Point platform to determine the orientation and exact location of the Monarch, but Coast Guard spokeswoman Sarah Francis says they could not find it.
We didn't locate it today. We do know where it sank, but since then, the area where it sank is not the area where it's currently located. They will be continuing their search tomorrow, assisted by the tug Vigilant.
The Coast Guard is working with cleanup contractor Alaska Shadow Corporation, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council. Francis says poor weather canceled at least one aspect of today's operations.
Well, the weather conditions did prevent one of the overflights today. This afternoon, we saw inclement weather in the area. Unseen, currently, they have heavy ice due to the tides. And we anticipate that weather will continue throughout the weekend.
The Granite Point platform is operated by Chevron. Workers have reported no significant damage to the substructure as a result of contact with the vessel. The Monarch had between 35,000 and 38,000 gallons of diesel fuel on board, along with about 2,000 gallons of lube oils and various amounts of chemicals that it was delivering to the oil platform. Francis says a light sheen that was noticed Thursday near where the vessel sank now appears to have dissipated.
We got a report from the crew of the platform that there was an intermittent sheen. At about 10 o'clock, the Unified Command did an overflight of the area and did not see any additional signs of pollution.
The cause of the sinking remains under investigation by the Coast Guard. The Monarch was operated by Kenai-based Offshore Systems Incorporated.